possible positive side effect, I mean, if you can call it that, of the economic decline.
Mm-hmm.
New federal study suggests the economic slowdown could have an upside, a dramatic decline in the number of drinking and driving incidents. National Telephone Survey finds the lowest level of alcohol-impaired driving since 1993 and a 30% plunge since the peak in 2006. Look, if you drink anything and then get behind the wheel, you're an idiot.
Agree.
Just saying.
You know, I thought they had those studies that said when we're in a economic downturn that lottery sales and drinking goes up.
Yeah, maybe they're doing it at home.
Oh, that's true. Maybe.
We can only hope. If you're gonna drink to excess, do us a favor, stay at home to do it. And then don't leave. All right, so were you boys Jordan, were you just sitting crisscross applesauce waiting on the big Apple iPhone announcement yesterday?
You know, I was more excited about the Rangers yesterday. I completely forgot about the Apple iPhone, although I am a Apple product user in full force.
Right. Well, and I know you and Allie both, right?
We are both iPhone users.
Well, those who've been waiting for the Apple iPhone 5 are going to have to wait a little longer. It was not the 5, it was the 4S that was unveiled yesterday.
Yeah.
Just to kind of give you an idea, a quick rundown of some of the things that the internal components and the camera, major upgrade, looks identical to the iPhone 4, but it's up to 2 times faster. The graphics processing, 7 times faster. A new antenna design that's supposed to improve reception. The connection speed is not 4G. So that's going to be kind of a minus. 4G, not 4G, but Apple says it's just as fast. Not quite sure how you can explain that since 3G and 4G, no pun intended, that's apples and oranges.
Mm.
You heard what I did.
Yeah,
there,
I did.
Man.
That's
nice.
Good.
If you're really into shooting video with it and pictures, it's an 8-megapixel camera with 1080p video possibilities or capabilities. And photo shooting in 1.1 seconds. Battery life is same as the iPhone 4, despite faster chips, so it will run down in about 9 minutes. I'm kidding. The colors are available. Just try to slide a little,
a little humor
in there.
Yeah.
Colors are black and white. Prices for a 16 gig, $199, 32, $299, 64, $399 with a new 2-year contract. Pre-orders available October 7, release date October 14. And this is interesting. Now the iPhone will be available on the Sprint network.
Ooh.
And I'm a Sprinter. And so
are you really a Sprinter?
Don't I look like it?
Yeah.
Coach Henry gives me pointers all the time.
But you dropped the baton.
Dropped the baton. That's it was never meant to be. No, I've been a Sprint customer for a long, long time. And gosh, when it comes time for me to get a new phone, I may have to get an iPhone.
Are you making the transition to the dark side?
Well, the thing is, I've had an iPod for about 3 years now, an iPod Touch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's the original model, so it's kind of slow now with all the different changes and things like that. But I still love it. The fact that I've got Wi-Fi at home and can use it there, it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And totally love my iPod.
You totally love it?
Totally love it. Mm. Paper or plastic, some people in Los Angeles County, that is, going to court to be able to make that choice over the summer. A county ordinance went into effect that bans plastic grocery bags, bad, and requires stores to charge a dime apiece for paper bags. So now in L.A. County, can you not only not get plastic bags, you pay an extra dime apiece for paper bags. So now 4 people and a plastic bag maker are suing. They contend the bag fee amounts to a new tax and would need a 2-thirds majority vote to pass. So, that's interesting.
They're already. Last time I was in Washington D.C., I was caught off guard by the up there. They charge 5 or 10 cents for each plastic bag you use. Mm. They haven't imposed the paper bag tax yet, but
yeah, that's what makes this one different is that not only do you have no plastic bags, but they're going to charge you a dime for paper bags. By the way, if you didn't get a Herman Cain book today, we're going to have more to give away tomorrow.
We are.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
Secret stash.
So, yeah. We found some more, shall we say. So despair not.
Or not despair.
Herman Cain fans. And don't forget, he is going to be at Hastings in College Station. Remember, there are 2 Hastings in town. This is the one in College Station tomorrow at noon. So take an early lunch. Or take a sandwich with you and eat that at your desk and then head on over to Hastings and College Station tomorrow at noon. I would suggest getting there early because there was a ton of interest in the books and could be a sizable crowd there tomorrow.
Do you think Herman's going to bring some Godfather pizza with him?
I don't know. I don't know if he'd be able to bring that for lunch or not.
You know,
since we don't have one in town anymore, it'd be kind of difficult.
After hearing about it on the news all the time, the former CEO of Godfather Pizza, I really want to try Godfather Pizza now just to see what
Tom
it's
says,
about.
Tom said Godfather's was his favorite.
It was my favorite pizza.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I can't speak. I've never had it.
It really was. It was my favorite pizza. It'd been around for this was after Shakey's Pizza Parlor left. That was years ago. Huh. But, going before your guys' time.
Or are you going to stand in line tomorrow and just so you can look at him and say, Godfather's is my favorite pizza?
Like he's never heard that before.
Right. Yeah. You know who Adele is, right?
Yes, the singer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tom, do you know who Adele is?
I've heard of her because of something that's in the news.
Right. Mm-hmm. Probably the same thing I'm about to tell you.
Yeah.
Hello?
We used to have a Godfather's here, and it was great pizza.
Yeah.
It was over there in the Culpeper Plaza, was it not?
Oh.
I believe.
Well, I don't know. That was before, as you said, my time.
I think it was. Yeah, but we had one. No.
If you're an Adele fan, and she has created quite the following in a very short amount of time. She's 21. She's mm-hmm. very young, and she's British. She has an incredible voice, but for the second time this year, she's had to call off a concert tour because of throat problems.
Right.
There's also concern that her voice problems may threaten her career. She has a hemorrhage on one of her vocal cords.
Ooh.
That sounds incredibly painful. She was to begin a 10-city tour of U.S. cities on Friday, but that has now been scrubbed. Back in April, Adele had to cancel a series of concert dates because she was suffering from laryngitis.
Yeah.
She says she's truly devastated and annoyed, but she has no choice but to rest and recuperate properly or risk permanent damage to her voice. I was talking about this with Tucker this morning, and my theory is this, and I, I'm no throat specialist, I'm not a doctor or anything along those lines, but it tends to happen more in females. It's not to say that it never happened, it's never happened in male singers. I can't help but wonder, is it because they're trying to sing too hard too early?
Mm-hmm.
You look at the staying power of a Sinatra, and he was a crooner. If you croon, it's more of a laid-back singing style. You're not straining your voice as much. And a lot of these pop singers, man, they are over the top, and they're hitting some incredible notes in songs.
Yeah.
But is it to the detriment of their voice long term?
Yeah. Didn't Whitney Houston have some of the same problems?
That and crack cocaine. I think the crack addictions hurt her ability to sing more than anything else.
Julie Andrews had a similar problem. Mm-hmm. I know that she lost her voice, from the sports biz. I know Joe Buck has a situation with his vocal cord that he has.
That was viral. Which is really scary.
Yeah, which he has spoken about to where he couldn't project through one of his vocal cords. But he's on schedule to do the World Series, I believe.
Well, he's been doing the NFL games, and he's sounding better. I remember the opening weekend of the NFL, I listened to a little bit of him because it was like the Giants Redskins, mm-hmm. and there are two teams that I could not care less about than the Giants and Redskins. But he was doing that game, and his voice was profoundly affected by that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you could definitely tell. So, and obviously for somebody like us, that's how we pay the bills. That's terrifying, quite frankly.
I've been there, not with my vocal cords, but with other parts.
Let's see. Speaking of celebrity types, a nonprofit is now teaming up with U.S. cities to record celebrity wake-up calls for students to ensure they get up in time for school. The Get Schooled Foundation is a nonprofit affiliated with the Gates Foundation, and celebrities, you can tell who they're targeting.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, obviously it's young people,
right.
But celebrities, including the first name that they mentioned, the mm-hmm. first name. All right. Think young people that it's difficult to get out of bed to go to school. So let's say anywhere from 11 to 17.
Justin Bieber.
You know, I'm sure they would have loved to have had him. And it's funny you should mention that because the poor man's Justin Bieber would be Jesse McCartney. And that is the first name mentioned. Nicki Minaj is second. She's another R&B artist. But she's playing second fiddle to Jesse McCartney. I mean, how many parents out there even know who Jesse McCartney is? Almost everybody knows who Justin Bieber is.
Yeah. Who's Jesse McCartney?
He's, like I said, he's pretty much a poor man's Justin Bieber.
He's a B-lister pop star.
Okay. Yeah. Not related to Paul or anything.
No. Nicki Minaj is also on the list. Baron Davis, the basketball player.
What?
Really?
What?
I mean, what? Some 13-year-old's going to come flying out of bed. Hey, man, I got a wake-up call from Baron Davis this morning. They have recorded wake-up messages for students, which school districts can sign up to receive. Really? And that's the best they could do. And they launched it anyway, because that's the best they could do.
And I, you know what? I'm not old by any means, but What, really? I mean, in my day, my dad would literally just come in and like tear the sheets off if I wasn't out.
Oh, yeah. you're sounding like an old guy now.
Yeah, all right. Then.
Oh, get off my lawn.
This is Jim Swayze. Now, I've told you before that my wife Jenny's a teacher. You gotta love them. If you don't do it right the first time, they make you do it over and over until you do. Works for me. Well, Half Price Books gets it right all the time with their educator discount card. Whether it's something for herself or her kids or even me, she gets 10% off of all her purchases all year long. And during Educator Appreciation Weekend, October 6th through the 10th, she gets an extra 20% off her entire purchase when she renews her card. For teachers, professors, and librarians, the Half Price Books Teacher Discount Card is just their way of saying thanks to some really special folks. So whether you're a teacher or not, visit Half Price Books this October and dive into the experience. Half Price Books, real books, real treasures, real cheap. In their new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels.
Take one look around. You'll notice when it comes to eye care, everybody talks about how their services are better. Maybe they'll cost less. Just keep in mind one very important thing. Eye care is a lot like many other things in life. You get what you pay for. And I hope you think your eyes deserve the best, because they do. Your eyes are worth it. That's why I want you to let the professionals at Texas Regional Eye Center take care of all your eye care needs. Doctors Kaufman, Perkins, and Wuthrich are here to meet your needs. Everything from exams to glasses and contacts, and of course, LASIK. You knew I had to talk about that. Ask your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers. Chances are most of them had their LASIK surgery done at Texas Regional Eye Center. If you're worried about the cost, remember, they offer 24 months interest-free financing. There's no reason to go anywhere else. All your eye care needs and 24 months interest-free financing on LASIK, there's only one place, Texas Regional Eye Center. For excellence in eye care, you'll see the difference with Texas Regional Eye Center. Go to TexasRegionalEye.com. TexasRegionalEye.com.
It's Truck Month at Sterling Auto Group, and the discounts are huge. Get up to $10,000 in total savings on all 2011 GMC Texas Edition half-ton Sierras. At Sterling, we've got the largest selection of Sierras in the Brazos Valley. Take home a truck at a price you can't deny. Strong, capable, efficient, and up to $10,000 in savings. Hurry into Sterling Auto Group now on the bypass between Briarcrest and University.
Sterling makes it easy.
Brighten your home for the holidays with the absolute lowest prices of the year on overstocked wood, carpet, tile, laminate, and granite countertops at Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet. All in-stock ceiling fans and interior and exterior light fixtures are half price at Aguiland Lighting and Design Center. Get 0% financing, plus we'll install anything bought during this sale the next day. You'll find the absolute lowest prices of the year now through October 15th at Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet and Aguiland Lighting and Design Center.
And that's a promise.
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out after 5, and drive-through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
856 News Talk 1620 WTAW. We do, every once in a while, we try to give you a number for the day. Today's number for the day, 615 million.
Hmm.
650, that's the number of telephone directories printed in the U.S. each year.
Wow.
615 million. That's about 2 for every person. My estimate is about 614.7 million of those go unused.
Probably.
Because, I mean.
I don't know. I still use a phone book.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
For white pages or yellow pages?
But both.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I have it in the junk drawer. And I don't know. Just call it me old school.
It says a lot that it's right there.
Yeah, it's right there. It's in
I
the
don't
junk
use
drawer.
One. I don't use one, and yet we still stack them up underneath our actual landline phone.
Really?
Yeah. Just in case. Just in case we need to, you know, tell Mabel to connect us to somebody. So I don't know. Let's see. Tomorrow we'll have. I was going to do this today. We're going to save it till tomorrow, which means I got to pull something else up real quick. Hang on. Tomorrow we're going to have top office pet peeves. I think we can have some fun with that. So we'll have top office pet peeves.
Coming tomorrow. And we're going to give away books.
And we're going to have more Herman Cain books coming up. Coming up tomorrow on the show, we'll have more Herman Cain books to give away, plus top office pet peeves. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6.
See what station just made you a winner.
Tell us what station just made you a winner.
KORA! What? No!
Now we can't use that.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, we can sell it to them, but we can't use it. Yeah.
I can't tell you. Now I'm not going to have to pull up anything because I'm going to tell you the story. I can't tell you how many times in a former life you do the whole, because it's all taped. Mm-hmm. You do the whole thing, and you actually do that. Hey, what station just made you a winner? And you get them to give you, and then they give you the wrong station, or even better than that, what station am I listening to? because they had somebody, they're calling in for someone else who had them call in, and you hear them get off the phone, and like, what station was that? KTWA. Fine. Close enough. I can't tell you.
Close enough.
I can't tell you how many times that happened to me. On this date in history.
You know, I love this part.
This date, 1921, the World Series was broadcast on the radio for the very first time. Yeah, back when the World Series was actually in October. Go figure. This date, 1947, another broadcasting first. The first televised White House address. You remember who was in office? 1947 was?
Harry Truman.
Very good.
I was born when he was president, so
this date in 19.
Yeah, I know.
This date in,
I'm old.
This date in 1989, Jim Baker convicted of using his TV show to defraud followers of more than $150 million.
Oh my goodness!
Na-na-na-na-na.
Well, Chaz stayed and Kristen went on Dancing with the Stars.
So disappointing.
Yeah, Chaz Bono trailed far behind the rest of the pack on the judges' scorecard, but the show's first.